Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So you may notice I do not have a shortage of Bibles. Today I have three, but we will be reading our passage from the New Revised Standard Version, and you're welcome to follow along using your pew Bible or with the screen above. Today I'll be reading from the third chapter of 2 Timothy, verses 16 and 17. Hear now these words. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Will you pray with me? Gracious and holy God, as we continue in our Wesleyan journey to be firmly rooted in what it means to be Methodists, today we will hear about what it means to read faithfully, of how it can instruct us. And so we pray that the words will be opened in new and profound ways, that our hearts will be stirred, and that we will be challenged to live as you have called us all to live. For you are a God of love, and may your love be felt in our time of word and reflection. So may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, yes, I did not do well in Spanish class. I took French through high school, but life circumstances certainly got in the way. So we've read New Revised Standard Version, and now if you can kind of bear with me, here we go. I need my bifocals on. Let's see. Passa grafe the flaminos kai. I'm trying to read Greek. How well am I doing? Doesn't sound very good. This is what 1 year of Greek at Divinity School will get you. So we'll put that down. All right, let's try this one. Let's try this. I'm telling y'all, I should have my glasses on. These contacts are not working well for me today. Scriptures, there's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful in one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. So when people say, "I believe the Bible," which one would you choose? The one I started with, the New Revised Standard Version, the one that I utterly butchered from the Greek New Testament, or maybe Eugene Peterson's The Message translation? It's a tough question, right? Because we get so accustomed to reading the Word of God in a translation that's familiar to us. And so a lot of times, you know, in some places, the only Bible that is worth reading would be the King James Version. You know, have y'all heard that before? Depending on what faith tradition you come from. And others, it would be, you know, for me, I studied Scripture through the New Revised Standard Version, but I had to get to that. So when I first started Bible study as an adult, I tried some of these, you know, the New International Version or the New Revised Standard Version, and I just didn't get it. So I actually did a lot of reading through the New Living Translation, which allowed the word to actually be spoken in a way that I could understand. And then eventually I got to a different place. And now within, at least, you know, in common circles now, we tend to lean towards the Common English Bible, which is what you have in your pews. But the point is that they are all Scripture, right? That there's not one that trumps all of them. But it is, what is it that you can read to actually help you understand and hear God speak to you through Holy Scripture, right? Now, John Wesley was a biblical scholar, and so sitting at the tutelage of his mother, Susanna, and even through his time at Oxford and amongst his friends, you know, John Wesley was highly educated and did a lot of reading. He read theologians' works from a lot of different places, a lot of different traditions. And he would always read Scripture, not only by himself, but he also read Scripture in community. So what happens, friends, when we read Scripture by ourselves, we can do that. It is an act of piety that it brings us nearer and closer to God. But if that is the only context that we read Scripture, then our understanding will tend to be limited to our own experiences and perspectives. Now, granted, the Holy Spirit is working in and through that to open it up to us. So we are also challenged as Wesleyans to read Scripture within community, right? Because there are things, your life experiences, your perspective, that will make our collective reading that much richer. It will open up the Scriptures in powerful ways. And I will, you know, even me to sit at your feet and learn from your perspective helps me better understand Scripture. So this morning, and I don't mean to call you out, Ashley, but we're reading this book, Knowing Who We Are, written by Lacey Warner. And it really is kind of giving this historical perspective of Methodism and what does that mean for us. And she said, what does it mean that we have to consider the Scripture canon? Have any of y'all ever heard the word canon? Some of us, but not everybody, right? And I'm not talking about the canon that you would, like, shoot a metal ball out of, but rather, canon is the structure, the order, the selection of texts that comprise what we recognize as the Bible. If you hold a Jewish study Bible in your hand and you look at the order, you go to the table of contents and then compare that to the order of our Old Testament within the Christian canon, you will see that they are in different orders. Because when you read the Jewish text from beginning to end, we know about the Torah with the Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, and then the prophets and their history. Like, their order is important to them because it gives an arc in the story of how God was working with and chose God's people and their story and how God continues to work in order to bring them to this fullness of life that God wanted. That order is important just as our Christian canon is important. And so for us, when we look at our Bible, you know, here's the question. How many parts does it have? Two. What are they called? Old Testament and the New Testament. Well, to the Jewish community, it is not old. It is their text, right? So we have to be careful of our perspective of that. But it is a promise, right? A story of God's promise. A covenant, the covenant that was originally started with Abraham and now continues through Christ Jesus. And then within the two parts, how many books are in the Bible? I heard 66, I heard 52, 69. No, it is 66. Thank you, Susan. Oh, yes, 66, because there's 39 in the first part and 27 in the second part, right? You're right, 66. I was thinking a different number. So yeah, so 66. So when we think about that, do we realize that it is actually a collection? Right? It is a collection of different writings that were written over different time periods to different communities by different people for very specific purposes. So how do we read that faithfully? But we come with a posture of humility, where we pray for God's Spirit to work within us, to open up the scripture to us, that we may hear it with fresh ears and with open hearts, and that we read it on our own and we read it together. And then I'm challenged by one more aspect. We must read scripture faithfully through the lens of Jesus. For what fundamentally shifts our understanding of the entire narrative of God's people is Jesus. Right? Like, we understand Jesus is the Son of God, fully human, fully divine, who walked among the earth, who suffered, who was persecuted, died and buried and rose from the dead. It is the resurrected Jesus through that lens that we are called to read scripture. For it was that completely shifts our ability to read and understand God's message for us. So when you hear about the Word, what does that make you think? The Bible? What else? Yeah, so we think the Bible. We also think about the beginning verses from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I've made some distinctions before, the difference between lowercase letters and capital letters, right? Jesus is the Word with a capital W. Not lowercase W, capital W. So when we say we're going to the Word, we are actually going to Jesus. We're asking Jesus to help us understand these words that were written in different times, in different places, for different people, and yet we trust that it is the living Word of God. And so what does this mean for John Wesley? John Wesley basically said that everything that we need that is necessary for salvation is contained within the scriptures. And that is exactly what we read from this letter, the second letter to Timothy, that it is for our instruction. For when we are wandering out of the ways that God intends us to live, it is scripture that will redirect us and bring us back to walk that life faithfully. It is what encourages us in seasons of difficulty. We hear the blessings of God, the promises that the last will be first, the lost will be found, and that the love of God, which is the overarching narrative of all scripture, is for all of us, which has been fully revealed through Christ Jesus, the Word. So when we say reading faithfully, friends, we could get caught up in inerrancy and infallibility, and these are all important terms. And we need to know those. But at the heart of the matter, for us, as we firmly root and ground ourselves in our faith tradition, we look to Jesus. We allow Jesus to be our guide, our lens, the Word. That we trust that whatever God needs us to hear is here for us, now and always. So friends, how many of you pick up your Bibles and read during the week? Some of you. How many of you maybe pull that open app and it's, you know, maybe you do that quick devotion, right? I challenge you this week to pick it up. Go to your favorite passage and read it. And then tomorrow, read it again. And the next day, read it again. Because it is the living word of God that is open to us through the Spirit, you will hear what you need to hear. You will receive blessing and grace through that prayer time and time intentionally spent with God. And if you need help choosing out a translation that is accessible to you, let me know. I got a whole bookshelf full of Bibles. What's most important is that we focus on the Word of God, Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.